This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got the world-renowned Giles Peterson. Giles, how's it going?
Very good. I'm very happy to speak to you a few days after returning home from my first trip to New Orleans. So that was a great experience to me, and I'm glad that we can speak about it.
Absolutely. Me as well. It's such an honor to have you on today's show. Your work is legendary, and I'm super excited because you actually just got done with a world FM open session at the New Orleans Six of Saturns Music Festival, and wanted to ask you what was kind of like the catalyst that started this project, because it was something new and fresh that you did this year.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a few things all coming together, really. It was the fact that I'm working closely with WeTransfer, who I've been creative director of for the last year, and we work on interesting projects. And one project that we worked on last year was a big event in Los Angeles with Ace Hotels, who have an amazing ballroom in their hotel in Los Angeles. And we put together an event which was kind of to celebrate the contemporary music and the last 20 years of music in LA. And so that featured people like George Clinton and Kamasi Washington and a whole heap of great people. And it was such a success that the boss of WeTransfer asked me, he says, "Is there anywhere you really want to go to in the States that you haven't been to before?" I said, "The one place that I've always wanted to go to is New Orleans." And he said, "Okay, great, let's do something." And so then we connected with Ace Hotels again. You've got the hotel there with an amazing room upstairs, or should I say on the ground floor, which is the three keys. And we spoke to the music curator there, and we decided that we could sort of spend 11 days together programming lots of great music to sort of bookend both sides of the New Orleans Jazz Festival. So it allowed me to bring my online radio station live. So we broadcast live every day for 2 hours on Worldwide FM, and invited lots of local musicians to come in and to do some live performances and to do some chats. And yeah, and then in the evening we recorded some of the sessions that were taking place. So it was a day and night event.
Yes,
and I didn't get much chance to go out into the city, but I did go a little bit, and yeah, had a wonderful experience in New Orleans.
Man, that's awesome, Giles. You've been involved with radio for so long, you know, of course getting your start in pirate radio and then transitioning to, you know, commercial FM. What would you say, are you pleased overall with, I guess, the transformation and the progress that radio has made? Because I know that, you know, stuff like podcasts and internet radio and stuff is more of a staple nowadays. But I know when you first started, I mean, it was pretty much just, you know, pirate radio or radio. Would you say that you're pleased with the overall evolution of radio?
I'm really enjoying the sort of look back on what it's been able to offer me in terms of listening and professional. And from the very early days of pirate radio in the UK, where there was very little option, which is why the pirates came along, because you couldn't hear what you wanted to hear. And so to be able to start my life sort of doing it in a kind of underworld subversive way, and then to see the way the licenses started being handed out and radio started growing, and in a way, you know, stations like Kiss FM were very much part of bringing together a new form of music post acid house, which has gone on to bring us things like drum and bass and jungle and grime and dubstep and broken beat. So the radios have been very important in being able to really expose club culture and to develop club culture, and eventually this kind of energy coming out of London and the radio stations in London and Manchester ended up having an effect a little bit more around the world. And of course, now that you have the digital radio stations and the fact that people can bury themselves in their passion and find suitable avenues and platforms that can satisfy their needs, their musical needs. So in a way, you know, for me at the moment, on one hand, I still work with the BBC because I'm very appreciative. I mean, I don't think there's a better broadcasting, you know, organization in the world historically. And in terms of, you know, having been, in a way, I was brought up on people like John Peel, who changed radio in the UK anyway, and the way people listened to radio and the way DJs presented music radio. So I've been very fortunate to have had lots of great sort of mentors and teachers, and to find myself still on the BBC, where I present the show on a Saturday on BBC Radio 6. But I've also been able to go really deep into my passions by setting up Worldwide FM, which allows really what I do on a three-hour show every week to be expanded on, sort of, you know, on a daily basis on Worldwide FM. So, you know, if you want to go deep, it's really great right now.
absolutely. And Charles, I know we're out of time. I just have one last question. What current or upcoming projects do you have that you can tell us about, and how can our listeners follow you and keep abreast of what you're doing?
That's very nice of you. I'm sort of generally traveling around the world as a DJ, but I am based in London. My next actual trip to the States is next weekend, or the week after next. I'm playing at Output in New York on the 1st of June, and then I'm going to be DJing at the Roots Picnic, which is in Philadelphia, with lots of great artists I'm looking forward to seeing and listening to, including Solange, who doesn't live far from you, and The Roots, of course, and Pharrell, and a bunch of others. So I feel very privileged to be this guy from London, able to be on such a lineup. And of course, my history with The Roots goes back to having one of my record labels in which we released some of their music really early when they were living in London, before they kind of cracked America. So I suppose this is my sort of a thank you from Questlove to me for the early years. But apart from that, yeah, I'm still doing lots of stuff. I'm going back to Cuba to make some more music. There's a lot of great jazz happening in the UK at the moment, so we're working on an album featuring a lot of the new school people like Shabaka Hutchins and Nubia Garcia, etc., etc. A really exciting time at the moment for the music, especially the jazz side of things. And yeah, just constantly, we've got my festival happening, which is every year in a town in Sète, in France, in the south of France, which is a long festival where we have like DJs and live music over a week, which is always a lot of fun. You can follow me, I think I'm Giles Peterson, at Twitter, double L. People usually get the double L bit wrong. They think Giles or Giles. It's G-I-L-L-E-S. Gilles is my real name. I'm French, living in London. But I call myself a Londoner. If you said to me, where do you come from? I don't say I come from anywhere apart from London. That's my nationality.
I love it, man.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care, friend. Bye. Guys, that was our interview with world-renowned DJ, Giles Peterson. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. Make sure to, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud, check us out. Just hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an iPhone product of any kind or Apple products, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio. Available for free in the iOS store. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Giles. We're also available for Android users. If you've got an Android product of any kind, you can listen to us by going to the Google Play Music Store. Search Google Play Music. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview. Lastly, if you've got a Roku player or Roku smart television, we're available right in the comfort of your own home. Just go to the Roku channel store, search for our name. Once you download the app, you'll be able to listen to over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.